Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it is the way tire buying should be. Also, we're brought to you by Discover. Now, we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. We've got Dante Whitner, 3-time Pro Bowler, and now an NBC Sports Bay Area analyst, joining us in a moment, or I should say at the bottom of the hour, not in a moment, in 30 moments, 30 minutes. Dante Whitner, so definitely keep it locked for that. All right, Rob, of the games this weekend, a lot of good matchups. You got Tom Brady, the GOAT in most people's eyes, against Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant making his first start. I mean, you've got Cincinnati with Joe Burrow, who owns the Chiefs, but is in turn owned by the Browns. He's 0-4 against the Browns. They get to him, have sacked him 17 times in those four games. And the Browns have beaten the Bengals 8 out of their last 9 meetings. So some interesting games. And one of them is Miami at the LA Chargers. And it's interesting for several reasons. Obviously, both teams vying for the playoffs, and the Chargers very much in a desperate situation. But also the quarterbacks, Tua Tagovailoa against Justin Herbert. And Rob, you know this, Justin Herbert has been prematurely crowned as a great quarterback. The talent is great. The eye test, he passes all that. He looks fantastic. But he has yet to lead a team to the playoffs. And we're not talking about him playing in Jacksonville and hadn't led him to the playoffs. He has talent. He's got receivers. Now, this year I know they're banged up, but Mike Williams, Keenan Allen, he's had some good receivers, and they have not been able to get it done. And so Bill Barnwell of ESPN does a great job there. He wrote a column, Rob, and he was talking about the class of 2020. And I got to say this quickly. It's a slight bit of a tangent. But remember a couple months ago, maybe it was a month, month and a half ago, where we talked about that article in Yahoo that was bemoaning the fact that the quarterbacks in the class of 2021 weren't panning out, right?
Right.
Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, these guys. And you and I both were like, this is ridiculous because you got other young quarterbacks from other classes.
Yeah, maybe those guys, but right. There are plenty of other guys who have come along, right?
Absolutely.
And everybody's not going to make it. We talk about it all the time.
Right. I mean, half the league is not going to have great quarterbacks, at least. More than that, to be honest. There's going to be either a handful of great quarterbacks at any given time. I mean, really great.
Every year there's 10 or 12 teams that need a quarterback.
Yep, yep. And so, Rob, the class of 2020, just a year earlier, fantastic quarterback class, at least it's looking that way so far. This was the draft order of the top four picks that year, Rob, as far as quarterbacks. Joe Burrow went number one. Tua went number five, second quarterback taken. Justin Herbert went six, and Jalen Hurts went 53. Now, Barnwell revisited that draft and said, if you redraft it today, the order would be Joe Burrow first, Jalen Hurts second, as far as quarterbacks taken, Tua third, and Justin Herbert, Rob, would be fourth. And again, I think he might have been ranked higher than that in all quarterbacks going into the season. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you tend to agree with Barnwell or where you at on it?
I don't get – I mean, that's like – I don't know. It sounds like Captain Obvious to me. Like he's just going off of who's playing well right now. You know what I mean? Like as well as Jalen Hurts is playing, Chris, if I look at everything, he hadn't won a playoff game. He struggled. You know what I mean? Like if I looked at everything – if I've just picked today who's playing great now, then yeah, that should be your list. It's got to be something more than that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like that's
yep.
just like what's happening today. If you ask me, oh yeah, who's playing great now, and I give you a list, that's the list I would get. So I'm not that impressed by that list. I don't think there's anything so eye-popping there based on who's playing well, where unless you tell me that, yeah, Justin Herbert's struggling this year, but, you know, they got this going on. But if you look at it, he's the fastest guy to a certain amount of touchdowns or, you know what I mean, or
right.
or passes over 20 yards, like something that I don't know. I'm a little surprised by this list because it sounds obvious to me.
Yeah, where I agree with you, and I think, correct me if you're not saying this, it is... the verdict is still out. The verdict is very much still out, Rob. And now I do think most people, I certainly would say Joe Burrow's number one.
We have to take Joe Burrow clear, number one. Right. I mean, Joe Burrow.
He went to a team, Rob, we've said it at the time. People thought he should demand, you know, that Cincinnati not draft him. He's turned him into one of the best teams in the league.
And think about this, Chris. He got hurt his rookie year, came back his sophomore year, took a team to the Super Bowl, won an AFC championship game in Kansas City. I could go on and on and on. Like, he's number one.
So he's definitely number one. And I agree with you. After that, it gets, I mean, it's just completely.
Who's playing well now?
Indecisive, right. I mean, if you would have done this before the season. It would have been Burrow, Herbert.
Yep.
Tua and Hurts was up in the air.
I think Hurts would have been fourth. I do.
Yeah,
coming off of last year.
Right. I mean, Tua, we didn't know a lot about because he wasn't playing as much. And Hurts had come on at the end of last year. But people, Rob, we had people on the phone from Philadelphia thinking he couldn't throw the football.
Yep.
And so. That's where I definitely agree with you in that the verdict is still very much out. And that's not a cop-out. That's not, I don't know who to pick. It is. It's out. Because eye test, Herbert looks as good as almost anybody in the NFL. But you're wondering, what is it? Why can't this guy? And I think they're going to get a new coach, Rob. They need to. I'm not saying Brandon Staley's the worst coach in the world, but come on. How many chances do you get?
They got too much talent.
Too much talent. And so we'll see what he's like with a new coach. But I tend to agree with you in that, yeah, I mean, right now, Jalen Hurts, Tua Herbert, it's all very close. Here's where I would, what I'd say about the guys. Obviously, Burrow's one. And you know I'm a big guy on this. I don't think you are, but I'm big on the intangibles.
Yeah, no, I'm not.
And Jalen Hurts.
I don't like that movie.
Okay. I have felt like he's had those since Alabama. And seeing the way when he was starting there, it was that he's very smart. He's a coach's son. He, you know, is a leader. Everybody looks up to him. All that stuff. Smart. And then when he loses his job to Tua, he shows it. He handled it so well, went to Oklahoma, didn't complain, didn't rip Tua, none of that, just goes to Oklahoma and plays terrifically. And now, Rob, particularly, like he's a good passer. He's not great. He may get to be great at some point, but he's good right now. But the whole package, the leadership, the intelligence, the passing, and the running. And now that you are seeing quarterbacks run it more, that plays into his skill set. So, you know, right now he looks great. Tua, Rob, and this is where I would say, this is why I give Tua the slight edge over Herbert, at least at this moment. Herbert, Rob, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, he's had some really good receivers, right? And still hasn't been able to, other than put up some good individual numbers, he hasn't led them anywhere.
And
Tua's, right?
As soon as he got Hill, he turned into a different guy. Like,
yep.
Okay, yep. I got weapons. Now yep. I can do some stuff. I agree.
That's it.
I agree. That's why I would do the same. But Herbert should be considered higher just because he's the prototypical quarterback.
Right.
Size, height. You know what I mean? What you look for, what a quarterback is supposed to look like. He is that.
No, I agree. I'm not ready to say he doesn't have intangibles because I still am impressed by the way he stepped in and got his first start. Remember Tyrod Taylor got stabbed
by the doctor
on the way to the field by the doctor.
Right.
And here Herbert steps in there against the Chiefs, no less, and plays great first start. So that's an intangible, that poise, that belief in yourself and all that. But at some point, he's got to show he can, you know, rally the troops and lead them to be as good as they should be. And look, Rob, the thought is that Sean Payton, who has said he's looking to coach soon. Rob, if I'm Sean Payton, I mean, that's the job I really would want.
What? The Chargers?
Chargers.
Yeah, no. I mean, they got
talent,
stuff there. They got a quarterback
right?
for the next 10, 12 years.
Yep.
You got everything in place. You just got to get that team healthy and and stop making dumb decisions as a coach. And they should have made the playoffs a year ago, Chris. They should have.
Yep. And so, yeah, the bottom line is the verdict's still out. And I think, Rob, too, these guys are so close from 2 to 4 that obviously that thing could switch around a lot. But all four of them, Rob, could be stars. They all four could be stars.
Well, the way they're playing this year, absolutely. Like,
yep.
You know, like especially.
The top three are in MVP race.
Right.
Won't win it because he's, you know, missed 3 games. And last week he was bad. But Hurts is very much alive.
No,
he might
Hurts
be the front runner right now.
Remember, Charles Barkley chimed in on our show.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, you know, he's a Philly guy. I know Charles is like all Philly, but he's like, Jalen Hurts is the MVP.
He's
got a great
neck
case.
And neck with Mahomes, yep. Absolutely. Burrow is moving up there, right? He was third in the latest odds, and he's
and when you think
climbing.
About depending on how they finish the season, Chris, because they lost like their first two and two out of their first 3 or 4. So they were off to a bad start. And if he turns it around,
No doubt.
He can make, and then with the, you know, with the Kansas City win and a couple others, he can make a case.
Absolutely. He's very much alive. Because, Rob, they got some big games remaining. You mentioned they obviously beat Kansas City. They still got Buffalo and Baltimore and, you know, and Tampa Bay. Think about it. If he goes out there and plays well against Brady, Patriots too, Belichick at least, right? And then Josh Allen beats him. And then Baltimore, last game of the season, if Lamar is back and they may need that game, right? I mean, he might have the best opportunity. I think Jalen, they play Dallas, right? So they still got, he's got some big games. Kansas City, Rob, their schedule is light at this point. Now, maybe that could help Mahomes in that, you know, he really puts up some huge numbers and they win out. That could help him.
Yeah, unless they win, but he doesn't put up numbers. You know what I mean? Against some of the, then that would hurt.
They got the Broncos twice, the Texans, Seattle, and the Raiders. So they should really win all those games. And you're right. If he doesn't put up big numbers, if some of them are closer than they should be,
right,
and he struggles, it could hurt him. But, yeah, I think Burrow, with some of these big games coming up, he really has a chance to distinguish himself and maybe move ahead. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If you were redrafting the class of 2020, who would you take first after Joe Burrow? We assume Joe Burrow will be your number one choice. If it's not him, say somebody else. But we're just going to throw it out there. After Burrow, who would you take? It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Who's the second best quarterback in the 2020 draft? Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, or Justin Herbert?
All right. Let's kick it off with Rick in Fort Lauderdale. Let me guess who Rick is going to pick. Rick, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
You know, why is it that every time I come on, Rob does a commercial about a man's private parts?
What? I mean, you know?
Aaron Rodgers had some beautiful balls.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I am a single guy now, and I have to take care of my region, but geez.
That's right. Hey, Rick, you know, you got to try to attract the opposite sex. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I gotcha. Okay. I'm not changing a thing from the 2020 draft. I'm taking Tua over Herbert. I call him, just like Rob, you have a name for Matt Stafford, whatever you call him.
Stafford, yes.
Oh, okay, I call Herbert empty stat boy Herbert because his stats are empty.
Wow.
I don't think Herbert has the intangible. And Rob and Chris, I am so glad you finally pointed out something that I've been telling everyone. And these West Coast national guys keep making excuses for empty stat boy Herbert. From the moment he stepped on the field, he had weapons, which is right. Something that Tua never had. Year one, no weapons, no offensive line.
I agree.
Year two, he finally got Waddle, but still no offensive line. Finally, in year three, and you talk about what a professional Hurts has been when he got benched in Oklahoma, in Alabama. Have you heard Tua utter one single bad word about Brian Flores? So year three, not only did he get weapons, not only did he get offensive line, but he got a head coach that believed in him and catered the offense to Tua's talent.
And Rick,
so I'm not changing a thing. I'm taking my Tua because I think he's got, just like Hurts and Burrow, he's got the it factor, which I don't think Herbert does.
No, that's fair. And his head coach didn't want him. You know, like he didn't draft, you know, Tua. That was a lot to overcome, Chris. There's no doubt about it.
And Rob, it doesn't flow off the tongue like Stat Padford, but hey,
right,
empty stat boy Herbert.
Right. Thanks.
I guess
thanks
it works.
For that, Rick.
Siege
I
is
know.
On.
Aaron in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Aaron?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What up, gentlemen?
What's going on, gentlemen? Hey, Chris, I think you mean to say it's Tagovailoa. You keep saying Tagovailoa like he's playing a violin. I think it's Vailoa. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes.
But yeah,
I think you're right. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I usually just say two.
That's why you never heard me say his last name. Yeah. I just call him Tua. I ain't claiming that.
I'm right. But I call him Tua. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would actually disagree with the last caller. I would take Justin Herbert simply because I know he's played the Chiefs and he loses every time, but he really takes them really far. He goes head toe to toe with Patrick Mahomes, and I think they lose because of that head coach. I think if
what about if, the other games?
Herbert,
I mean, I get you. They do play the
much
Chiefs,
better quarterback.
But what about the other games?
Do we lose?
Which one?
When they don't play the Chiefs.
Right. Other than that.
I mean, it ain't like they beat everybody but the Chiefs.
That's true. I mean, that's a valid point. I mean, I just think you got to put a lot on the head coach. I disagree with the last call. I think Tua's weapons right now are way better than what Herbert's got.
Oh, no. Right now, but the difference is that Tua didn't.
Herbert's had good weapons.
From day
this year,
one.
There's a lot of injuries.
Right.
But, yeah, he's had weapons.
No doubt. Aaron, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. How about James? In Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, James?
What's going on, guys?
How you?
Doing well. How's everyone over there?
Good, man. Good.
So I'm picking Jalen Hurts over all of them.
No, over Burrow, too?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, who got to a Super Bowl in his second year after being hurt his first year?
I'm not knocking him for that. I'm not knocking him for that at all. I'm just saying, realistically, from a GM standpoint, he did tear his ACL. So there is that, you know, looming over his head. So if he does go down again, if it's on that same knee, you know, and then that's two ACLs. It's already on the board as one ACL tear. And I feel like with Tua Tagovailoa, or however you say it, the velocity issue with the deep ball, that's a real issue, you know. I don't know. I love the way Jalen Hurts is playing. And, yeah, taking Jalen Hurts over
all of them. I mean, right now, Burrow has certainly been the best quarterback. But it's early for all of them. Rob, we've said it. Hurts could be the first to win the MVP.
He could.
And hey, he could be the first to win the Super Bowl. I mean, they obviously one of the top teams in the league.
Where
you
they
might
are.
See those two in the Super Bowl. Who knows?
But the difference is Joe Burrow's actually going to a Super Bowl. And who,
yeah, at this point, he's been to a Super Bowl. And he's turned around the team. Even though the Eagles weren't, you know, very, you know, they certainly weren't set when Hurts got there. The Bengals were horrible.
Horrible. That's why he was the first ride. That's why he went there. Yeah.
So, all right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Dante Whitner joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We welcome in three-time Pro Bowler, now an NBC Sports Bay Area analyst, Dante Whitner. Dante, what's up? Welcome.
Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
We are good. I want to congratulate you, man. I know your Glenville Tar Blooders won state in Ohio. They won the state championship first, what, Cleveland Public School to do that in maybe ever? Is it ever?
Absolutely, it's ever. The lineage of players that have come from Glenville program, trophies, you know, guys going first round. This is just the cherry on top. So,
What kind of nickname is mascot? What is that? What is the name of the mascot? What is it?
Isn't it the Tar Blooders?
Tar Blooders. If that was a school in South Carolina, it'd be something else than tar or something, you know?
when you talk about the Tar Blooder, it actually goes back to slavery, where a lot of people in the neighborhood, they used to work on the railroads in the Cleveland public, in the Cleveland area. So, yeah, I think that's what Tar Blooder means. It's some of the people that built the railroad station in the area.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. All right, well, let's get to this. Before we get to the 49ers, Rob and I were just having an interesting discussion about, like, the class of 2020 quarterbacks and how we feel like Joe Burrow's number one. We feel like that's pretty clear. But Jalen Hurts, Tua, and Justin Herbert, of those three, who would you take after Burrow? Or maybe you would take one of them before Burrow.
I take Burrow definitely number one with his ability to, you know, stretch the field with his explosive plays, the confidence that exuberate out there. I would definitely take Burrow. And then after him, I would take Jalen Hurts. Mm. He's playing lights out right now with the ability to scramble, improvise, get yards with his legs, create the plays, explosive plays, big plays, red zone play. I would definitely take Jalen Hurts.
You know why everybody loves Justin Herbert? Because he's kind of like the prototypical quarterback, right? Size, big arm. No?
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of things that he does, you really can't teach quarterbacks. And that's why I like Joe Burrow. I like a lot of the young quarterbacks. But I have to put Jalen Hurts at number two.
So, speaking of quarterbacks, obviously the 49ers, I mean, they've got pro bowlers and all pros everywhere.
I wanted them to have Baker Mayfield. Look what would have happened. Oh, okay, go ahead.
Well, and now they don't have Jimmy G. How do you think they can still get to where they want to go, which is obviously winning the Super Bowl, with Brock Purdy?
Absolutely. And when you go back and you analyze last week's game, Brock Purdy did some really good things. There were four or five throws that he made where he deceived the defense with his eyes, his shoulders, and mannerisms to create space for underneath throws. Another thing that they're really excited about is his ability to improvise. One thing that defenses want to do to affect young quarterbacks is provide maximum pressure. The Miami Dolphins probably went all out, zero blitz, maybe 15 times in that game. And for him to know who the free man was going to be able to slide the protection where he needed to go, a lot of times he stood in there and took a hit when he threw the ball to George Kittle over the middle on a cover zero. And then it was another time where he improvised, got outside the pocket, threw the ball downfield and made plays to Deebo Samuel and IU. So, yes, as long as the running game is going well, it's a risk-averse offense. I believe that Brock Purdy can continue to play the way that he's playing. He can lead the 49ers deep into the playoffs.
Here's my issue. Shanahan, without Jimmy G, look at the record, has been abysmal. I mean, I
9-29.
Really? Really? Brock Purdy's leading you to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, but a lot of times you have to look at who those other backup quarterbacks were. It was Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard covering the team. I knew any time that those two played, they probably weren't going to win those games. You look at the capabilities of Brock Purdy, the throws that he made, the way that he was able to manipulate the defense, the way that he was able to know who the free guy was, beat him sometimes, get outside the pocket, but sometimes throw the ball even before guys were even open. So, yeah, it's a young quarterback, but when you have 46 starts in college, I think that makes up for a lot of the difference being a young quarterback. He looked prepared. He was lights out. He was confident. He was, you know, he stood in the pocket and he took some hits and he made some throws for the team. That's where all of that experience comes into play.
Now, what'd you think last? I mean, look, obviously Baker Mayfield, what he did last night was incredible.
Jumped out of a cab, ran to the field, and played.
But overall, what do you think about the prospects for his future going forward? You see him becoming, again, like a full-time starter in this league, or you think last night was a nice story, but he's just not that guy?
Yeah, last night was a nice story, and for a quarterback to pretty much be implemented into an offense in less than 48 hours for you to step on the field and have success is embarrassing for the defense out there.
Right, right.
It's embarrassing for those guys to allow him to go out there and make those type of plays in the 2 days of being in that offense. So it's difficult. As far as him returning to a starting caliber top-tier quarterback, I don't see it happening. I think that much of his success had to do with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in Cleveland, the ability to run the ball at will, and a lot of easy throws with play action, moving the pocket. The type of quarterback that Baker Mayfield is, he's going to have to be in a specialized offense that really is revolved around him. And I don't foresee a team giving him those keys and those reins to the car again. I could be wrong, but I don't foresee it. But last night was a great story for sure.
I think you're going to be wrong. I think there's so many bad quarterbacks and so many teams that don't have quarterbacks that they'll look at last night and say, well, he was awful in Carolina. And boy, you know, he just looked like he could make throws and do things. And there'll be somebody, because that's the one thing about the NFL. There's just so many teams that don't have really good quarterbacks. So they're always, that's why guys stick around. There's a lot of guys who have been around forever. I think he'll get another shot, but we'll see.
Yeah, I definitely believe that he'll get another shot. I just don't think that there'll be a team that's going to commit to focusing and building the offense around Baker Mayfield and what his strengths and weaknesses are. So I could be wrong, but yeah, and a lot of quarterbacks in the NFL, a lot of backup quarterbacks probably shouldn't even be in the NFL. It's the safest and the best job in the world to be a backup quarterback. So yeah, I don't know if Baker Mayfield will get that opportunity, but we'll have to wait and see.
All right, that's Dante Whitner, three-time Pro Bowler, NBC Sports Bay Area analyst. Great stuff, Dante. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Brittany Griner's home, but not everybody's overjoyed about it. We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we can sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards. Or we can talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Talk about amazing. Learn more at Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, good news this week. Brittany Griner was released from a Russian prison. And it's been a long time. Rob G, how long was she in there?
Just under 10 months.
Yeah, nine months.
That's a long time. And you don't know what the conditions, Chris, on a foreign prison. You know what I mean. You don't know what.
You have no idea.
It ain't like the United States as bad as it. I'll tell you that.
Well, and even if it was in a United States prison, you know what I mean? It'd be, man, whew, be rough, you know? So
the last time I was in prison, I just didn't like it. I went to Rutgers. I went to Rikers Island. I did, Chris.
Oh, you just mean to visit?
To visit. And I wasn't behind bars, you know what I mean? I did. And I was like, man, get me out of here.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
No, I didn't have a glizzy in my mouth at the prison. I did not.
I used to go into prisons, Rob, and speak to the inmates regularly.
You?
Once a week. Talk to them about God, turning their life around.
Which prison? In New York? When you were in New York or when you were in Ohio?
No, in Ohio.
Really?
I went to prisons occasionally. Went to a handful of prisons. Mostly went to a juvenile detention center downtown where kids were between 13 and 19. And I would go in there and talk to them every week.
It's a tough environment, man, right? It's tough.
Yeah, I've been to Rikers, too. Been to Rikers. Went to Rikers with Eton Thomas and Amari Stoudemire.
Wow.
And Malcolm X is late. I don't know if he's late, but his grandson was with
us. Was with you? Wow.
Yeah, and we all went and talked to the inmates. Yeah, I tell you this. It is, and this is why I loved going to see the juvenile detention center kids. Because, obviously, they still were at a young age and
they could turn their
really
lives around.
Chance, right, to turn their lives around. And you have their ears. Like, that's you. If I would have caught one of them kids on the street and tried to talk to them, they might have, you know, ran away or cussed me out or who, you know what I mean? Whatever. Not listen. When you go visit them in the detention center, they just happy that anybody came to see them.
Right.
And
most of them have
no
visitors or anything, right? They're living a life by themselves.
So it was one of the really rewarding, and there were a lot of kids, at least I saw later, hopefully they're still doing well, that did turn things around during the period I saw them. But anyway, Brittany Griner's out. And Rob G, Micah Parsons had an interesting tweet that he's since taken down, but tell us about that.
Well, the tweet's still up, but he hasn't taken it down yet. But again, the big controversy was that the United States essentially traded a arms dealer, Victor Boot, in exchange for Brittany Griner, while leaving behind retired Marine veteran Paul Whelan, who is being held as under espionage charges. So when Micah Parsons found this out, he first tweeted out, quote, wait, nah, we left the Marine? Hell nah. Now, obviously, people didn't like the tone of that tweet, and he had to issue an apology, and he closed with something to the effect of, I just spoke to some people that I respect and trust. I should have been more educated on the topic and not tweeted out of emotion from my family and others who have served. For that, I apologize. Also, if what I'm told about the attempts to bring retired Marine Paul Whelan home are true, then the best outcome was accomplished. I pray Mr. Whelan comes home, but I'm extremely happy for Brittany and her family. I am not too prideful to admit when I've made a mistake.
Yeah, and Chris, you got to be careful. It's not always either or. He might not be on the table. You don't know what they've been doing to try to get him out as well, and he's under there for a different thing. Espionage, you know, like one is bringing some oil through the airport. You know what I mean? Like, Brittany is she shouldn't be over there for that. But he's an espionage. So I'm just saying, I get it. Everybody wants to get everybody to come home, but it ain't that easy. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, according to the New York Times, the negotiations, Russia wanted another, according to the New York Times, a guy that's a cold-blooded killer. That he, in Germany, he killed two people in broad daylight. They wanted him as a part of the deal. He couldn't even do it. They tried to talk to Germany about it, and Germany wouldn't let
budge
him out.
Right.
It's unfortunate, man. Again, you couldn't be happier for Brittany Griner. Rob, like you said, hopefully she didn't go through anything that's going to scar her for life. You can only imagine, who knows what the heck happened, but you're glad that she's back. But I do. I feel terrible for Paul Whelan and his family. And this is a Marine. And Micah Parsons is right that you got to think, like you said, Rob, I think a lot of people agree with his sentiment. But you can't, the way he tweeted it initially, that's just very insensitive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's like, no, you should have left her and brought him, and that's how it comes off.
Right.
And you don't want to pit prisoners against each other. You know what I mean, Chris?
No,
that's not it.
The way he said it the second time is better. We get it. You're disappointed. We're all disappointed. And there may be a discussion to be had, you know, about, man, how could we leave him over there? But you can't be insensitive to getting Brittany Griner back. All right, it is the Odd Couple. 2 hours left. I'm sorry, 1 hour left. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week.
Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/concertweek to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.